Hey guys, and welcome back to the podcast. I have to admit, I am a phony. This is actually going to be the second time I record this podcast, because the first time I made such a dumb mistake of letting... I let the Zoom dates theme slip. I gave it all away. And honestly, the whole podcast after that point was just me like, oh, I cannot believe I did that. I'm so stupid and things like that. And I felt bad because I ruined the surprise. Because I you know when you imagine something being so amazing and then you're just scared if you can live up to that standard? Like right now, the idea in my brain is so good, I feel like, but I also feel like I'm hyping myself up, like, because there's no one I'm bouncing off this idea to. So, like, I don't know what people would actually think. Maybe this is just an idea that I have that's good, and everyone else thinks it's dumb. I'm not sure. Who knows? We'll find out when this happens, but I feel like it's a good idea. I just hope it comes out how I want it to come out. As many of the listeners know, that this is actually... Well, today is actually my 2 months with Waverly Knorr, the one and only, the one and the only, the beautiful, the incredible Waverly. She is the best thing that has happened to me, easily, and I love her so much, like, so much, like, I love her so much. And what I still find insane is that it's been 2 months, like, I can't believe that. And the annoying thing is, COVID-19 took away like 3 weeks of those 2 months. Like, time kind of just flies with her because I'm just so happy all the time. Like, I don't think since I've met her, I've had some bad days when it comes to like a lot of like work, like a lot of workload. I don't think I have ever felt like actually down. I haven't actually like felt like, ah, oh, like, last semester, there were points where I was, like, studying quite a bit, and I was like, oh, you know what, this kind of actually sucks. Like, it didn't happen a lot, because it was still, like, first semester type of thing, but there were, like, days where I was like, all my work just piled onto one day, and I was like, oh, dang, this day sucks, and I've got, like, 3 tests and things. But, no, that's not the same this semester, because I met her, and, like, I'm not sure, it just gives me a smile every time I think. Every time I think, like, hey, I can just text Waverly, or I can just go see Waverly. And what's... I prefer seeing Waverly. I prefer her face to... I'm not sure. I prefer being with her. So COVID-19 really is pissing me off because I can't do that. So I can only text and FaceTime and walkie-talkie and Zoom and podcast. And recently, today... I'm not sure if you guys know, but she released a new YouTube video. Yep, I know. I was pretty stunned too. I have to argue that it was one of her best. The creativity behind the whole thing is insane. Like, and it takes you into a whole new world. Like, if you think it's just gonna be a regular cooking show, you're wrong. You are so wrong, because it's not. Just imagine, like, the most amazing cooking show you've ever seen, and then make that really small, size-wise, make it really small. It's like a big punch in a small package, you know? Like a big wow factor in, like, a small package. It was just insane. As you guys know, this is a remake. So in the last podcast we covered, it was actually kind of cool because 11/11 happened whilst I was podcasting, and I was like, oh, it's 11/11, and I had a little freak out. I was like, oh my days, like, what? But right now it's 11:55, which isn't as special, but it's 1155, which is kind of cool, kind of neat how that just happened when I was talking about 11:11. And then I went over my day when I had to go get her. I went over like how I have more appreciation for paintings. Like now I've gone around the house and been like, oh, that's actually a really cool technique on painting after yesterday. I'm not sure why, but I just felt like that. And then from there, I, you know, spilled some beans about me and a bad trait. So basically, I have this bad trait where I'm kind of a know-it-all when I leave a movie theater. And I know that seems weird, but you know when you watch a movie and then you leave the movie theater and you feel like you're in that movie a bit? Like, if I go watch Star Wars, like when I was young and I watched Star Wars, I'd leave that movie thinking, hey, I'm kind of a Jedi. Like, I'm not gonna brag about it, and I'm not gonna be like, hey, I'm a Jedi. Like, I know I'm not like a Jedi, but I always feel like if there's anyone gonna be a Jedi, it's gonna be me. Or like, if there's anyone gonna be Spider-Man, it's gonna be me. And that's kind of a like bad trait, I'm not gonna lie. Like, maybe that means, I'm not sure. I just always picture myself, I'm nowhere near gonna be an actor. I'm so bad at acting. However, I'm just like, after that point when I leave the theater, I just, for that whole day and that whole night, I'm basically dreaming and constantly thinking, if I was them right now, what I'd be doing. So like, as soon as I move the theater, let's say I just watched Spider-Man. I'm leaving the theater and I'm just walking. And whilst I'm walking, the only thing I'm thinking about is like, a bus is coming towards like me, and I'm like, and then I just stop it with my hands. I'm like, whoa. And now I sound so dumb again. I'm not sure why I told you this story twice, because the first time it came off so dumb, and I was like thinking, hey, you know what? The second time I can make it sound so much better. I can make it sound so good. But I said the same thing. And I sound dumb again. I sound like, I think I'm the center of the universe, which I don't. I promise you I don't. If that came across, I'm sorry. Fake news. No, that's not me. And yeah, after that, I talked about my little adventure getting the fidget spinner, and how I now have to order it off Amazon, and how I actually wanted the Zoom date that I was planning to happen today, but like tomorrow today, like on our anniversary, 2 month anniversary, because it would be so much fun. But then I accidentally spilled the beans. I spilled the beans on the surprise. And for the rest of the podcast, I was like, oh, I cannot believe that. Like, I was feeling so dumb, and I was like, oh, gosh darn it. Jeez Louise. And that's basically the catch up on my last podcast. The whole reaction after that took a while. I was like annoyed. I was actually kind of annoyed. I was like, Owen, you're so dumb. And I was taking it out on myself a bit. I was like, geez, Owen, you're a dumb boy. You're a dumb boy. Yeah. But also, wait, now I'm trying to think, you know what, this is a different podcast. I don't need to rethink what I was talking about last podcast, because this is a whole new podcast, and it still has to be real. You know, everything that I just said was not planned as well, I promise. Even though I did the podcast, still not planned. So, I'm actually, right now, kind of annoyed at COVID-19 quite a bit, because I was just so many things. Like, I was like, tomorrow's 2 months, and I haven't seen her in the past 3 weeks of those 2 months. Like, jeez, that's annoying. Oh, I remember what I was talking, okay. That brings me on to the next point, never mind. Yeah, but I was annoyed that I was like, I'm not gonna see you. And I really want to. And I'm like, oh, jeez, when can I see her next? I want to see her. I miss her because I love her so much. I'm not sure. I miss you after, like, 2 days. How long can, like, this is insane right now. And I didn't text you this, but because I thought I was going to talk about it on my podcast, and I did last time, and then I just remembered. Wait, I can talk about it now. So actually, when I was going to get my fidget spinner, I was like, because I didn't drive for the past few days, I was like, oh, wait, I really like driving. That's what I felt when I was driving to get the fidget spinner. And I was like, dude, I really like driving. I've got the music. I've got, like, it just feels nice, you know, it feels free. And then I get to the Target and I'm like, I kind of want to drive some more. And then I was like thinking, hey, tomorrow is my anniversary with Waverly. It's been 2 months. Maybe I should just drive to her house. So I started like driving past Target and I started driving in the direction of Fredericksburg. I was like, yeah, I'm going to drive to her house and then I'm going to surprise her. And you know what? I can get there in like 2 hours because there's no one on the roads. There's no one on the roads. It's empty. So I can literally go as quick as I want to get there. And I don't think the cops are going to be here on a Saturday afternoon, you know? They want to be home. They want to not get the COVID-19. They want to stay safe in their houses. So let me just go. So then I started driving for like 20 minutes to your place. And I was like, no. She's going to think, like, it's strange. She's going to think I'm weird for, like, not telling her. And then I show up at her house. And she's like, Owen, what are you doing here? And then, like, maybe her parent, maybe they don't want me there because of, like, COVID-19. Or maybe she's, like, just that awkward, like, hey. Like, I'm not sure, like, when someone, if a friend turns up to your door and they're uninvited. Like, if I did that. Sometimes people would just be like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't get it in. So then I felt like there would be an awkward moment because I'd arrive uninvited and you'll be like, oh. I'm like, what do I do now? I was like, okay. But it was kind of just a dumb idea. And like, just driving to your place and... Mm-hmm. So after like 20 minutes, I was like, no. She's gonna think I'm like weird. She's gonna think I'm weird. So I'm gonna turn back and she'll never find out. And I was like, you know what? I'll just make it into no funny story, because then it seems all humorous and it, on like not like I was actually gonna do it, because sure I wasn't. But yeah. That's what happened today too. Also with COVID-19, I was thinking today, I was like looking at it today and it's like just ruining my whole summer plans. Like, honestly, it is. It's so annoying. Because first of all, the first whole month of summer, I'm supposedly not allowed to go to, like, there's still that stay-at-home order, and I'm honestly thinking, screw it, you know, screw it, I think I'm actually gonna go to, I'm actually pretty sure I'm just gonna go and see you, if that's right. You know what, yeah, this is gonna be my little say, like, hey, actually, in May, I'm gonna drive to your place, no matter what, and stay with you for a week. It doesn't matter that this is stay-at-home order. You know what? And if you allow me, I'd love to go, because there's no difference between May and June, really. Like, what's gonna happen between them? Between then? And, yeah, I was thinking how COVID-19 is ruining summer. So I think I'm gonna go to yours, or you can come to mine in May. Because I can't go a whole month without seeing you if I don't have, like, distractions. I just miss you so much. And then, I was also thinking, like, I had my advisor meeting today. And that really, I was in a bad mood. I didn't mention it today, but I was in a bad mood. This is a long podcast, but I feel like I have to finish off the thought. Basically, they were like, yeah, so all the engineering students, like, tried to take this physics class over summer because, you know what, like, they were like, with your current, like, workload for CS is, like, high workload or something, and people get, like, very stressed out and overwhelmed, and they don't have much social time if they do physics and CS, like, do this physics class during their, like, normal schedule. So they're like, yeah, take it over summer. And I was like, I can't take it over summer because I'm gonna be at summer camp, hopefully. And they're like, well, you know what, you need to think of something. And so now I'm just, like, freaking out a bit, I'm not gonna lie. You know what, this isn't the topic right now. Today is our 2-month anniversary. So I think I'm gonna end it here. And honestly, Waverly, you are the best thing that has happened to me. Like, the best thing. I cannot believe I met you. I'm so lucky to meet you. I love you so, 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 so much. Like, words cannot describe how much I love you. Like, I love you. I love you so much. I can't imagine. You make me so happy. I'm actually getting speechless just thinking about being with you. Or, like, just, I'm not sure. You are the one and only. I love you so much. And there's just not enough words to describe how much I love you and I want to be with you and want to hug and kiss you and everything. I love you so much. Bye. Have a great day.